Blog Talk Radio.
Hakeem, Jay Jers, Dream Team, Big Chips. Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken word poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars. Landed on Earth, I travel that far. Back in existence, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endure. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Summarize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count to a stack. Lesson now learned, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Treat it to the poor and live in your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Push down the jam, pick up the pen. Free from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together.
Welcome, welcome. You are live, Youth Action Radio Network. I am your host for the day, Hakeem Crampton. We are the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real life issues impacting kids in school. Today's issues and topic is exploring options, obstacles, and goals after high school. We are joined today by our guest host, Rayana Palmer. She will be guest hosting today, discussing some of these very critical issues that are affecting kids today regarding what shall we do upon leaving high school. There are a lot of options. Of course, there are a lot of obstacles. And, of course, our kids have great goals. And let me just name a couple of these different things that there are options out there for our kids, of course. Upon completion of high school, there are several options, such as the armed services. Our children could go off and join the armed services, the Marines, the Army, et cetera. They could go right into employment. They could find a job during high school and transition into employment. They could join a technical trade or vocation, take up a vocation, learn a skill, craft, and use that as employment. Or they could then go to college, higher education, post-secondary education. Or some of our children are great at entrepreneurship, and some of them go straight from high school to start a business. So these are some of the options. But there are, of course, many obstacles. Some obstacles, of course, begin with, do you have a grade point average that would admit you into school, that would admit you into college? Will you be prepared? Are you adequately prepared and ready for college? Some of the other obstacles are, do you have enough financial aid? Is there assistance? Do you have anyone assisting you, any financial or college access navigator to assist you with that? There are a lot of other obstacles, of course, transportation. Are you prepared? Do you have any support? Do you have children? Those could be obstacles. And then there are goals. Some people have career goals, long-term goals. So right now we are joined by our guest host, Rayana. And so, Rayana, thank you for joining us live via satellite, so to speak. Talk to us today about some of your goals upon graduating from high school.
I guess my goal really right now is just to finish high school and better myself and go to college and get my FINA license just so I can get back to the community by helping the older people weird that fought for our country that are in military and stuff just so they can feel like there's actual people giving back to them. So that's really my main goal right now is to graduate high school and get my license.
Good, good, good. That sounds like a great goal. Now tell us about some of your fellow students. What are some of the goals that your friends are talking about? What, you know, because I think that that's critical to know some of our what type of goals do they have, because that gives us a kind of a surround base of what our friends are doing and what our overall
I have a lot of friends that are mothers, and they're single mothers at that, and their main goal is to make sure their children are really in a good environment and trying to show better for their kids so they have a job and they're going to school and they're working and all this other stuff. So their main goal is just to prove to their kids that even with being a mother at a young age, that they're pushing forward to a higher education, they're going to college. They're finishing high school. They're doing what they have to do for their kids.
What do you think?
And then there's some of them that aren't really paying attention into school, and that are out in the street, so they don't really have main goals. But yeah.
Let me ask you this. At Jackson College right now, they have one of the highest dropout rates among freshmen who aren't returning for their second semester. That's a big concern out there at the college. And talking today with a college navigator out at Jackson College this morning, she was talking about how interested she is and others out there are interested in helping students such as yourself make the appropriate transition. So talk to me a little bit about what preparation are you going to make as a student, and therefore what advice would you give to your other students that are about to make a transition to college or some other career goal after college? What plan are you making, and what advice do you have?
Well, myself and I'm trying to do what I have to. I work full time. I go to school full time, and usually I help my sister take care of her kids full time. They're actually a fourth right now, so I'm doing a little better on my schooling and working. And I guess my advice is, it don't matter how hard your life is going right now, as long as you keep pushing forward and don't forget what your main goal is and why you're trying to reach that goal. You'll reach it.
I look like some weird shit.
We're live on the air. You're back. I have a question for them. Having fun. We are live. Some radio. I am your host, Hakeem Crampton. Today's topic is exploring options, obstacles, and goals after high school. Call in and speak with any of our hosts. You can call in now, 787-8151. Once again, you're on the air with Hakeem Crampton, Youth Action Radio Network.
Yo, this one's for the man of love, a true father sent from up above, one who raised me with discipline, care, and plenty hugs. A strong native man from Nicaragua, moved to Frisco, California, and fell in love with mama. Worked harder than the average to keep a smile on a pretty face. The perfect gentleman, full of God's love and grace, taught me the ways of the Lord from an early age. And he always told me, don't forget to give God the praise in everything you do. But I hold it all to you, no matter what I'm going through, know I can count on you. Even if all my friends turn and reject me, I know you're still there to love and protect me. You stuck with my mama through the drama and love me regardless of my mistakes and thug life, cause you's a true father. I'll honor you till the day I'm gone. I love you, Bobby, that's the reason that I wrote the song.
All right, we are back after that short break with Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. Today we are talking about exploring options, obstacles, and goals after high school. We are live on the air with our co-host, Ms. Rayana Palmer. Ms. Rayana, let's talk about a couple other things relative to some of the obstacles during high school. Tell us about some of your own obstacles. Some of the things that have been difficult for you in your transition into. Tell us some of your obstacles so far, Rayana.
I have a lot of obstacles, really. It's the fact that I grew up a lot earlier than what kids, most kids do. I grew up at the age of 13. I was helping my dad raise my little sister for a while, and then I started raising my sister's kids so she could work. And I dropped out of school and everything with it, too. So it's like looking back and realizing what I had to do to try to better myself and for my nieces and nephew and my little sister. I had to go back to school, get a job, and show my parents that I'm not going to be like the rest of my siblings. And like, they all had little doubts in me because of how the rest of my family really was. So I'm just trying really to keep pushing forward and following my main goal, because my main goal is to graduate this year on time, even though I did drop out for a little bit. I didn't have enough. I'm still a little behind, but I am trying to push myself harder to do it. But it's not easy working full-time and going to school and doing everything that you're supposed to do outside of school and working hard.
Yes, yes. So would you say that some of the obstacles that you faced, would you say that some of your friends also share some of those same obstacles?
Yes, actually, I do.
Can you share with us some stories, some other stories that some of our listeners may be able to relate to about some of the obstacles that maybe yourself or some of your friends have overcame so they may be inspired to overcome some of their own obstacles?
My older sister, she was 14 when she got pregnant, and she had her daughter at 15. And being 15 and having a child is hard, but I can say my sister wanted to do better in her life, and she graduated high school with honors. She was in the 660 Orchestra for Jackson High School. She went to college and got her degree in coding and billing and medical billing. And actually now runs Elf Insurance at the Jackson Crossing. That's her own store. Nobody else works there but her. And so really being the way my sister had it set up is, yeah, I might have made a mistake and got pregnant, but she didn't let that choice affect her. She was trying to show everybody that she could push out and still become the better person that everybody wanted her to be, even with having her daughter.
So it sounds like she kind of was a role model for you a little bit. Would you say so?
Yeah. I look up to my older sister. I really do. Like, if I have a question about school, she was always right there trying to help me. And then growing up, she was always helping me with my spelling words, my math problem. And my sister's really smart, so it's like the school thing wasn't her problem. She was just doing everything that she had to do just to prove to herself. More importantly, it's not trying to make your parents or your grandparents or your friends and family happy. It's what she wanted to do to improve herself, make herself happy.
All right. So let me ask you this, a related question to that. How important is it during high school and to transition successfully after high school, is it to have support system, someone there supporting you, assisting you, kind of advising you and being a support system? Tell us about that.
Well, my sister had a lot of help when her daughter was born. My mom was working and helping take care of her daughter, and she pushed herself harder, and then it's a lot harder than what most people really think that it is, because if you don't have that support system, then you're doing it all by yourself and you're stuck because you don't know how you're going to handle it.
Right. Absolutely. We are live on
so
the air with you.
The support system
Radio
is an
Network.
Important part of your life.
Yes, absolutely. So we are live on air with Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. You can call in at 646-787-8151 to ask our host a question relative to school. We have a couple different callers online. We have a caller at 517-250. You are live on the air if you do have a question you may ask at this time. Area code 517-250. If you have a question, you may ask it at this time of our guest host, Rayana Palmer. Area code 517-392. You are live on the air. Area code 517-392. You are live on the air. All right, if anybody out there is live on the air and would like to call in and ask a question of our guest host, that number is 646-787-8151. We are talking about exploring the options, the obstacles, and goals after high school. We are joined by our guest host, Rayana Palmer. So, Rayana, tell us again, what is your goal after high school, and just about your plan to get there?
Like I said before, my main goal is to graduate high school and get my CNA license to help people that need it. And it took me a lot a lot to get here, because if I didn't do the things that I did in my past, I probably wouldn't think about going to high school, like finish high school and getting ready to go to college and figuring out everything for myself. So it took me a while, but I figured it out and to become a better person for myself. No one else is. That I have to do what I have to do to graduate and go to college and get my degree.
So what do you hope to major in? What do you hope to get a degree in?
Medical field.
Nice. That's a great lofty goal. My mother was in the medical field pretty much all throughout her life. My grandmother was in the medical field.
That's what my mom does, and my mom inspired me. So she, just not too long ago, about 3 years ago, my mom got a client. She was only supposed to have for 6 months because she wasn't going to make it. Because my mom stepped into her life, she actually lived up to 2 years after my mom had worked with her. And my mom was the only person that could help her eat, get her up, and have her walking around the house and actually doing stuff for herself and making her feel better. And then she got really sick, and she just recently passed over the summer. And her main thing is that I would rather help people out and get that feeling how my mom did when her client was only listening.
Absolutely. So, Rihanna.
Yeah?
I have here in the studio a question that was going to be posed to our guest that was going to be on our show today. And the question was, what's the most important thing after high school and why?
The most important thing after high school that I would think of is how are you going to, if you plan on going to college, how are you going to pay for it? Or how is your working life going to affect with your college? Are you going to just go to college? Are you going to wait a year? So it's really important that you have everything figured out in your last year of high school so you know what you're going to do. So when you're getting ready to walk across the stage, you already know what you're going for in your life. You're not holding anything back. It's important to have everything planned out before time.
A plan. And a vaccine. Absolutely. One of the things that I constantly hear from Mr. Lee Hampton from Jackson College is you're always interviewing. And so how important is being prepared for whatever challenges that you face? Because any given time you may be out in public and meet someone that could be the actual network to cross a bridge to your success or to a point of goal of yours. And so you're presenting yourself in interviewing fashion. So talk to us about being prepared at all times.
I guess being prepared is having your organization ready and already organized. So when high school is over, you have your what college you're going to go to. You're not just applying right then and there for college. Know what field you want to go in, or if you just want to go through the basic stuff like the math, the reading, and the history and whatever. Try to have everything figured out really being prepared just means that you have everything ready, because if you don't have it, if you're not prepared, you're not gonna be successful. Being successful is having everything organized, prepared, ready to go when the time comes. You just shoot for it, and nothing's holding you back.
Absolutely. Preparation is very, very critical, crucial. Yes, so you're live there, Hakeem Crampton, guest hosting today on Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, discuss real life issues impacting kids in school. We have been discussing obstacles and goals at high school. You have been live on the air with our co-host, Rihanna Palmer. You can join us live online by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/youthactionradio or by calling in live at 646-787-8151.
Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken word poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars. Landed on earth, I travel that far. Back in existence, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endure. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Summonize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count to a stack. Lesson now learned, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Treat it to the poor and it's living your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Push down the gym, pick up the pen. Read from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the lands of the king. We can conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we can come together, we can go to Mars from the lands of the king. We can conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far.
My third eye's awoken, I see the sky's open. Knowledge of self, encourage words of focus. Young and in the game, but the world's so explosive. And I don't watch TV, the mess is so corrosive. Never exit to the brain, feels like I'm getting dumber. I see the Chinese go to school through the summer. Always think about the money. War flossing in the Hummer and riding around with cash, trying to be the top gunner. Growing up broke, no daddy in sight, and mom complaining how the man ain't treating her right. Education be a ticket to take flight. Brother Malcolm told us before, all we gotta do is fight. If you wanna take back what we have from the start, you wanna take dedication in a warrior's heart. Obama set the mark, and now we got a new standard. I'm hoping that this should have just spread like cancer.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the lands of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the lands of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far.
Marcus Garvey said, united we stand. United we are the force, the unmovable block that travels across the universe. We are the unmovable force that represents the unified divine motion of musical talent. I see you out there. I see you out there striving and struggling. I see you out there repping the block. I see you on the street corners, 22-inch rims, 26-inch rims. I see the candy paint job.
You have been listening to YARN, Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. Today, we have been discussing exploring options, obstacles, and goals after high school with our guest host, student guest host, Rihanna Palmer. Tomorrow, tune in live, where we discuss youth and employment with our guest, Barb Owens from Work Services, and she will be discussing various issues of helping teens transition into employment during high school and post-high school. Once again, we thank Ms. Rihanna Palmer. Thank you for attending today. Rihanna, do you have any final thoughts?
I guess I first want to say thank you. And my final thoughts would be, if you have goals and you are having a rough time, just look through it because strong and you can get through anything as long as you work hard and put your mind to it.
All right. All right. Thanks again for tuning in to YARN, Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues. Join us tomorrow.
Your turn.